I don't know anything about the... I honestly don't know much about the 1967 Shag Harbor UFO incident.
It's probably relevant. I mean, they're referring to something. Or are they? I mean, I don't know.
We'll get to it. It's the stronger of the two, so we should at least be one beer in before we start learning about aliens. I am Ross. Joining me is my co-host, Ian. And together, we are attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. And we are... doing it in the best way we can think of, which is drinking stouts in the summer, and I feel sometimes like we're the only two that like that. How many times have we gone, and even individually, strangely enough, we don't visit the pub together. Well, not anymore. I mean, we did in those early days, but you go in, you say, hello, I'd like the darkest thing you've got, and there's always that teeth suck of, we've got an IPA, and that's... In fact, I think you have said those exact words when describing the whole summer or just not winter. It seems like there's December and then the rest of the year where you just can't get a stout to save your life.
Yeah, weird, isn't it? And yet I like stouts to be a little colder. You know, the old Guinness thing. I know I've been times, but I like my Guinness to be quite cold. And I did put both of these in the refrigerator. About half an hour before we came on. So mine are just chilled down a little bit. They're not cold, Russ, but they're certainly not room temperature. And prior to that, they were room temperature. And it's a little bit sticky today. It got a bit muggy, didn't it?
Yeah. It did. And that was surprising. It did. We hit some weather. I was just mentioning to you how since our last recording, I literally spent just about the entire week in Montreal. Like, I left... Right. The night after we recorded last week's with Sean talking to Lunds Mill, and then I got back last night. So I've had today and maybe two full sleeps, and I feel like my life is now just tasting beer, and it pretty much...
Did you share the driving, you and your good lady?
We did. We did on the way there. On the way back, she was ex-housted, so with baby and everything, and of course she's still getting up in the middle of the night to use the pump and to store lots of breast milk in the whole house. You know, we could build a new house made of breast milk with the amount that we've got stored for everything. But certainly is putting it away.
I sympathize with you if that's the case. When I drove to Montreal, when that silly little COVID thing hit about three years ago.
The thing. Right.
Yeah, obviously, I took them out there in the previous fall anyway to go to Montreal, to go to the university. And then when that thing hit and they said, come and get us because they're clearing the entire area. It was like, you know, apocalypse was starting. So I just emptied the car of what I had and drove to Montreal, picked them up and all their belongings and then drove back. And it was 3 days on the road, and I was,
yeah.
I thought, this is a crappy place to drive to and back again. It's a long old way, so I do sympathise with you. But at least you got to stay there for, and your daughter did very well.
She did fine. Well, she didn't make finals, but this is the first year that she is qualified. So she is now 15 years old. So she isn't in the younger. There's like an under 14s and then an under 12s and then an under 10. So it's all of the ones down that way. But then once you hit 15, you're like, hey, it's everyone 19 and under and let's go to the Olympics.
Oh,
but that
was nationals. So she's that good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did the math last summer. She is the sixth. Well, she was at the time because she was in under 14s last summer. She was the sixth fastest in her age group in the Maritime Provinces because they had the Atlantic finals and she came in sixth. And I was like, this is so cool. I have
progress in her blood, isn't she, from her father?
Nope. She gets none of her athleticism from me. I don't know where it's from. We must have fed her the right vegetables or whatnot. But I've removed myself from my high horse of watching the Olympics. You know, when you're watching the Olympics, and I would always, as a kid, and you'd hear even other people saying things like, oh, Canada's only got 5 bronzes. And my head, I have now graduated to, holy crap, you came 8th on the planet? That's amazing. But everyone's saying, oh, you should have been on the podium, blah, 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 only got 4th. Oh, our Canadian athletes suck. They only got 4th. I'm like, this is... Everybody in the world who plays this sport is here, you know, give or take, and he came 4th, and that's amazing. I've changed attitudes on the whole sporting podium thing, for the most part. Anyway, what do we do on this show? Right, beer.
I don't know. I lost my train of thought there for a moment.
he's talking about. Yeah, and it, and also you should go to Montreal and take it in. The waterfront was gorgeous. We were up at the top, a little higher up the hill at this kind of this nice kind of touristy bit, and it was just nice to walk around. It's really quite pretty, and there's things to look at. I think we went to the Biodome, which was in the old Olympic Stadium, I think.
Montreal was 76, wasn't it?
Was what?
The Olympics was 76 in
Montreal. I want to say 76. So Incident 76. Ah, there you go. Topical. Keeping us on topic right there.
67.
Moving not quite in. Yeah, we're going to talk about Shag Harbor in a minute. We're going to get there. But first, the lesser alcoholized of the two. I never know how to say that word. Is the Horton Ridge has a organic, it says across, the Bar Dog Stout. And there is the Bar Dog. You can read all sorts of things about this Bar Dog. On the site, it's very limited on the site, but oh my god, they've got a paragraph and a half on the side here. A stout that breeds loyalty. We wanted a perfect balance of malted barley and oats, chocolate malt, and roasted barley to showcase their deep, rich, malty characteristics. While keeping the beer smooth and drinkable and to accentuate its finish, we added organic cocoa nibs post-fermentation. And then there's a long bit about Horton Ridge. I think this is just their brewery in general. Our grain to your glass. Our beer starts by choosing the best organic grains, malting them using the lost art of floor malting. Okay, we could look that up. This produces malts rich in flavor. Using these malts, we make our beer. The flavor of our malts shine through because our beers are only lightly hopped. Our grain to your glass, the way it's meant to be. If this isn't a malt-forward, tasty stout, I am going to be so mad.
Post something, or have you read it and your research that this is generally recognized as being pretty much the best stout in Nova Scotia? Did I read that, or am I just imagining that?
I can't remember if I put that on the site, but it was an opinion that was made to me by a young man named Adam, who works at one of the local wineries. Now I know what you're saying. What does a guy working at a winery have any business?
I wasn't going to say
that. talking about beers, but he and I, in my moonlighting hours,
talking about beers, Ross. So
that's true. So, and that's exactly what I said. Well, you know what? I will take your opinion, because the other opinion that I think of is my good friend John, and who was talking to us last week. He mentioned that the Triders Red is one of his favorites, and so I said, well, you know, if you say so, I'm willing to give it another go. We haven't got around to giving things another go just yet.
Yeah.
But I can't even find... Oh, there we are. We are live. Haha. And it's just, it's me. It's us live and me basically just scrolling on my phone. But Adam, we just got into a conversation about beers because we're talking about local wineries and local this. And he says, have you been up to Horton Ridge yet? And I said, well, I've been in a couple of times. And that's when I went in and picked up one of these. I tried going in and of an evening, but I think it was the busiest event they were ever having. And I couldn't stand it. So I left. And he said, you got to try the stout from there. It's the best one in Nova Scotia. So
one person has told
me. I picked it up anyway. I already had two. They were already in our possession. And I said, you know what? I did pick some up, and we haven't tried it yet. So I'm looking forward to it. On the site, if you need more information about this beer, it says, a chocolate oatmeal stout inspired by Odin, our malt house dog. Odin is pictured on the beer can label, and this beer will make your tail wag. There's descriptions all over the place. So it's... inspired by the, and I think everything, they've got a bunch of Bar Dog gear and swag. You can buy a Bar Dog sweater, you can buy a Bar Dog t-shirt, not sure you can buy a Bar Dog hat. I've cracked it.
Is it my imagination? The dog looks slightly spaced out on, it looks like it's taken something hallucinogenic. There's something going on around it, and its eyes are like, or is it just light in here? I don't know. What do you think?
No. It might be that. It might be. Maybe they did put a little too many details on the eyes. Is possible. My can.
Anyway,
I should have.
That if the dog's drinking it, as you can tell, the dog's drinking it.
The dog's. Or is the dog the bartender and he's serving it to you?
Okay. This better be better than what I had earlier on today, by the way. Maybe I'll go into that later. But I had kind of a beer earlier on today. Okay, I'm going to crack it as well.
If it was only kind of a beer, then I hope it's much better than that. I fully agree.
Well, it used to be a beer, and then it wasn't because I did something to it that I shouldn't have done. And then, by the way, you shouldn't do what I did to it. But it was an accident. Oh, look at that pouring. Ooh, hello.
Mine didn't have a whole lot of head on top of it, and I was trying to do the foamy thing, so maybe it wasn't all that carbonated. Also, it's a small can, so it's a lot easier to fit into these small glasses.
Little 355 jobby, or was it 361? One of these cans, 355?
But look at that. It's a 355 can, and it fits in my so-called quote-unquote pint glass, which is of 16 ounces, and I feel like I've got at least an ounce and a half of spice at the top.
Yeah. Bloody liars. These damn glasses, the liars.
Someone needs to put more beer in my glass. It's a bit of a problem.
Do you have that saying here in the old Canadian land? Do you say liar, liar, pants on fire? Do you say that?
I've heard that, yes.
Good. But of course, I've actually said it myself. Lighty, when we say pants on fire, we're actually thinking your underpants are on fire. We wouldn't say. But the pants
You are literally ablaze at the crotch.
I know.
And that happens often enough that that's a common thing? Phrase?
It doesn't happen, no. Spontaneous pant combustion isn't a thing in the UK any more than it is here. This looks good.
Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying the smell. It certainly does smell malt forward. I will give you, they are lightly hopped. Yes. This is a chocolatey, this is going to be a very tasty, good chocolatey stout.
Be malty smelling. Wow. Flippin' heck.
Yeah. I'll tell you why. Because I wanted to try this because someone tells me it's the best one. Here's why I wanted to compare it to Roof Hound. Because up to now, Roof Hound has made some of the best stouts I've had in this province. So I love their stuff. So I figure if anyone can compete with the quote-unquote best stout in the province made from a place that they put their malt on the floor or whatever that was you were talking about. We're going to look up floor malting. That's the other thing we're going to look up. Holy crap. So much stuff to do. Floor malting, but while I look that up, are you ready to take
a
good guzzle?
I can see my glass through all the bloody fruit flies that have suddenly decided that it's their time. What do you... Oh, pesky fruit flies!
Already? Oh, no, don't tell me that. I gotta go hose down my kitchen right now to get away from that.
Just the day that they became a pest. Just today.
Sort 12 more hours. 12 more hours, and I'll kill the fruit flies. Cheers! Okay, that is a damn good stout.
Oh my god.
Oh, he is right. Are you getting chocolate up front, but are you catching the richness of the chocolate lands a second time? It slowly moves back through your mouth.
What is this? Where have they been all my life? God.
This is really, really good.
it's like a melted chocolate, but no, I'm not going to say that because it would be gross because that would be too sweet. This is so,
You are right. Do you know what? This might be reminding me of the Russian Imperial. Our famed bad apple Russian Imperial stout, but it just doesn't have the strength of it.
And the chocolate just...
It hits twice. There's a sweetness up front and a richness at the back.
But the chocolate, I swallowed a little bit and I was like, oh, the malt and the barley. And then I go, it's the chocolate. This is delicious.
I think, you mentioned that you had yours at room temperature and then you put it in the fridge for a half hour. I'll tell you what I did. Yeah. Mine was in the cold room until this morning when I brought it out of the cold room and put it down here in my basement. So it's probably around whatever temperature it is down here, which could be 13, 15 degrees, but oh man.
I'm cold right now.
This is really good.
Your backdrop, is that a school? Yeah. Or are
no.
you in-
ready? It actually does even say this is Horton Ridge. I found the Horton Ridge Have you been in the establishment?
Where is it?
You know, exit 10 when you get on at Wolfville or get off the highway there?
Yeah.
It's on the opposite side of the highway from Wolfville. So you got to go across and on a dirt road. And you got to go get lost. I'll tell you what. next available day / nice weekend afternoon that we're both off, let's go along to Horton Ridge and try a couple of these.
Have they got a deck? It looks like they've got a lovely establishment. Have they got a deck?
Okay, you see this window behind me with the beautiful view?
Yes.
The deck's not in that direction.
Okay.
It's out that way. There's a front door. Yep. It's a really strangely... you know those L-shaped pubs where they build a kitchen and then they try to wrap a pub around it? It's one of those.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It's all hallway. And I'm sort of like,
Is it a new place entirely? Or is it a new building? Or is it just one that they...
I mean, if it's 5 years old, I'd be surprised. But I think it's around... It's at least four. And it's probably around 5 years... Okay, hang on.
What I'm getting at, Horton Ridge. It's not a converted building turned into a brewery. They purpose-built the building for the brewer, to house the brewery. Is that right?
I am... nearly positive that is the case. Yes.
For a second. Rebecca, built
from please, scratch.
Please try this. I know that it's a little past your time, but I don't want you to miss out on this.
Tell her it's past her time. Sounds like it's the Grim Reaper's coming for her or something like that.
I want to see about.
Yes.
We are the only blobbity blob. Our traditional holy cow. So I think what got me excited about this is they said, "Oh, we do our own malt and it's old fashioned malting, and it's not, it's lightly hopped." So I went, intriguing. So would you like to know what floor malting is?
Would I ever?
So you steep the grain, and then the floor malting process requires the wet grain to be put on a smooth concrete floor while it germinates for 4 or 5 days.
Interesting.
So I love how they say, we're the only ones using a floor malting process. But what they mean is, we're the only ones chucking our wet grain on a concrete floor for 5 days.
Floor.
Because one sounds a little bit more culinary than the other.
Well, we both just said, oh my God, that's wonderful. And we don't say that about every stout. So maybe that's no, of course not. They've got the ingredients that right that and in the right proportions to what you and I really love. This is like you said there about bad apples, Russian imperial, which
it's that style of chocolate, the chocolate flavor.
We can't excel those virtues high enough. This is getting up there, Ross.
It is as close as we could get to the Russian Imperial for Bad Apple as we could ever get again. Maybe, unless he sells his recipe. But this is a 6.3. A 6.3! You know how I was at... We crack open a stout and I say, oh, it's only 5.1 or something like that. And you always laugh at me. But it's a goodly... My mind says the darker the beer, it's got to be heavier. I need a heavier percentage, which is why I love the Imperial Stouts. I want the flavor to be up. I want the alcohol percentage to be up. And this is... It's pushing all my buttons.
It is absolutely fabulous. I love it. The only downside, Ross, and there is one, can you guess what that is?
Is it the fact that it's a tiny can, or is it the fact that we need to save a small mouthful of this for comparison with the other one?
I didn't think of that. Yes, the former was correct. It's only a 355, and
it's just a wee little thing.
Delicious. It deserves more than 500. It deserves a 670. It deserves the kind of quantity that Colt 45 can comes in. That's what it needs.
What does that say on the sign above me here? Malt House Ale 542, $9 plus tax. What's the 902? I'm not sure. I don't even know how old this picture is. There's a fridge.
Drag me to Horton Ridge Brewery if they've got this Bar Dog Stout on draft. Well, and I know it's summer, like you said, but I wonder if they've got this on draft. It'll be another thing again entirely to try. I have to try this. This is wonderful beer.
I think because I got a couple of cans from them, and I accidentally think I picked up three of their pale ale. And I said, well, I might as well just try one of these ahead of time. And I tried it. I don't remember if I actually cracked open this can and drank it or not, but I have this memory that I opened up and cracked a can of the Horton Ridge Pale Ale, and it wasn't impressive. I wasn't it wasn't malt forward.
You're not a pale ale fan any more than you are an IPA fan, really. I mean, you're not really just a pale ale fan. You find them a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, and maybe that's what's happening. Yeah. And again, they could have been catering to clientele that were sort of, do you have anything that's much less flavorful and just kind of weak and pale? Well, sir, you're in luck. Follow me over here.
I don't
to the Budweiser fridge.
I'm going high marks.
What now? What kind of high marks are you talking, though?
Oh, I'm talking solid 9 out of 10. If it's
I'm moving towards 9.3. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Good marks for this. Is it the best stout in Nova Scotia, I wonder?
Well, Bad Apple Brewery ain't brewing them no more. We've both decided that was.
Yes, but Off Track's Illuminati, the peanut butter stout.
Oh, that was delicious.
That was outstanding.
I felt that was almost like a subgenre of stout because it was so unique. This is a chocolatey, malty stout, and and there are so many chocolate malty stouts, are there not? They do err on the side of either coffee or chocolate stout. That peanut one was like, we were like, this is amazing. But
now that
if we were comparing this to other chocolate stroke coffee or cacao. Stouts. This is the best I think I've tasted
In a while. Now that I've had a minute and I haven't had a sip for a little while, I'm getting a little of the roast on as it slowly fades. That the roasted flavor just in the back of the mouth. But you know what word? Here's what surprises me. What word have we not said yet? Even though it's applicable.
I think I did say it once. I think I said that.
Oh, did you?
I said it under my breath. I said this is so smooth.
It's you may have been talking smooth.
So smooth and rich and it's coating my mouth and my throat, and it's so good.
Yes, it sticks in all the good ways.
Probably those people that say they don't like big, thick, heavy, rich beers during the summertime, I understand that. And on a hot day, I might get a bit bloated very quickly, but you know what? If sitting on a chilly evening by the fire, this would be the best thing in the world. This is so good.
I could be on a hot patio in downtown Halifax, and someone brings me a first pint of that, and they say, would you like another? Heck yeah. I don't care how hot out it is. That's so good.
It is delicious, but I think this is so thick and rich and so full of flavor. It feels like it's almost like a Christmas beer. If you threw a couple of cloves in there, or you know, a little bit of spice, it might be like a
cinnamon.
What's a thing? And we had a spiced stout. I don't recall ever that being a. I've never tried. I don't think.
I mean, we have been told that we get a clove beer in some of them. There's been the spiced up. What wasn't one of the Christmas ones a spiced up? The pumpkin spiced up ones happen, and they taste more like spice than anything else. So yeah, we have had a couple of.
I'm not. I'm talking specifically about stouts, though, rather than spice. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Because if you were to, bearing in mind, of course, that they always the public opinion seems to be that stouts and porters are more wintry. They're more of a cold weather thing. Then could you throw a bunch of traditionally Christmas spices that you would reserve for those Christmas ales, those seasonal ales? Could you throw a bunch in this into a stout?
Hazelnut cinnamon stout.
Stop it. Let's do it. Let's you and I just get a what's the name box, a homebrew box. That we don't spend a fortune on, and throw in some stuff for Christmas, some Christmas stuff.
I know this entire process is probably slowly culminating in the fact that, you know, we're going to be 60 and decide we should open our own pub, and we'll just start, you know, go off because we know so much about beers by now, and we'll have introduced ourselves to everybody and just ingratiated ourselves. But I worry because I always say that my method of sadly, I'm the cook in the house just because no one has replaced me yet, but I am actually, every meal is me daring them to replace me. My method of cooking, and this might come through in my beer, which would be terrible, because I don't follow recipes. I just add stuff. My method of cooking is add ingredients until it's done. Like, I will start cooking a thing. I'll start with a meat, and then I'll smell it and go, oh, I know what that needs. That means a bunch more of this, and I'll crack a bit more of this, and I'll add a bit of this, and I'll throw in a little bit of that. And, oh, yeah, there we go. And then they'd sort of say, oh, what is this? And I'd always say, I have no idea. I don't know. It's something.
Whatever was in the fridge that came to me when I opened the fridge or the cupboard tends to go into a sandwich for me. Whatever's in the, just whatever I can throw onto a sandwich. It doesn't have to be a recognized...
So I can imagine, the taps at our pub. They would always say, you know, what's that one? What's on tap two? That one just says it was a Tuesday afternoon and we were thinking about spices. So this one might be kind of spicy. We kind of remember.
And there was, we found a banana that was going off. So we put that in there. And, and then that's how Carl came up with the kebab there with the King of Donair beer that you tried a couple of months ago.
If they could sell that in a can, I think that we could probably get away with this. But the problem would be someone says, oh, that's great. Is that going to be one of your regular ones? No.
Nope.
Sorry.
There's no regular.
We don't have a regular one. I'm sorry. We can't.
Guess what I've been reduced to doing? This. Because of the fruit fly infestation, I don't want them to get to my beer. So I'm having to put this one. And Rebecca just put that on the top. She says, barbecue. She's just giving me a little reminder of what I've got to clear away. Because I put the barbecue on beforehand and I haven't cleared it away yet. So I'm using that piece of paper as my fruit fly guard.
I'm not a person who remembers about barbecues, but that's cool. I am ready to open. Have we learned about? Do we feel smart enough about floor malting? Do we understand concrete floors, floor malting? I think we're good. High nines, smooth. We're good.
Delicious. And who was it who said that again? A friend of yours? Just one guy.
He's the guy who introduced me to some tasty wines that are available at Mercator. A solid plug there, and he just said, "Yeah, try this. It's the best stout." In Nova Scotia, and
his sentiments entirely. That's the best sound, right?
I've had, we've had lovely others, but they're kind of gone, all gone now. So I will recommend to him to try the peanut butter Illuminati from Off Track, and I'm hoping if anyone can dethrone this malty one, it's Roofhound. They make a good stout, and I hope I haven't hyped them up too much. But I'm ready to pop the top off of this one. Do you have a bottle opener, sir? As old these school. Are the the stubbies. And Incident 67 says absolutely nothing on the bottle, but it's got a UFO on there, a little grayed out UFO beaming up water. Was this a marine based abduction? We're gonna have to look all this up. Untapped, it says salted caramel stout made with Shag Harbor sea salt. Made to recognize the 1967 Shag Harbor UFO incident. That's all we get. Popping it off.
I have no idea what that is.
Well, we're going to learn. We're going to learn all about UFOs. Is there... Getting a bit more of a roasty.
Oh, there it is. There's the caramel. There's the sweetness. Now I've got my hooter right in there. I was wondering where it was, and it is there.
Ooh. Yep, that's there. You got to get past the roast, though. Am I getting a lot of burnt roast whatnot?
I was too, but then I was wondering where the sweetness was, but there it was.
And you're right. Shove your nose further in.
Yeah. This is a different pour entirely. This is pouring like Coca-Cola and then defizzing. It's doing the same.
So yeah, is mine.
It's such a different looking pint. This is like it's completely gone. It's all gone. There's no head on it whatsoever. It's like a flat Coke. It looks like a flat Coke, slightly flat Coke, and it pours like a Coke, and the head is just gone. Interesting. Ooh,
I can see me fingers through the pint.
Right. Yeah, me too.
It smells delightful, but it is not. This other one is a jet black treacle, but this is. Almost translucent. It's not as opaque. Can I ask you a question before we get into the Shag Harbor UFO incident?
Go for it.
Is there intelligent life somewhere else in the universe other than planet Earth? Your opinion.
In my opinion, or have I seen any intelligent life?
Well, I mean, either. I'll take an answer for both.
I read a book. I don't read books, Ross, so that's quite amazing for me. And the reason why I read this book was because it came free with GQ magazine about 30 years ago. And it won some kind of Booker Prize for the best non-fiction book of the year. And they gave it free with GQ magazine. And, of course, I because it came free with it, I read it. I did actually try to read it because they said, read this thing. And I don't know if I've mentioned this to you before. The first 60, it's by a guy called Paul Davis. He's a what do they call those?
Author?
No, he's definitely an author, but ostensibly, before being an author, he is a physicist. What do they call those? A theoretical physicist.
Okay, yeah.
People that just have, they just throw a load of numbers and figures and math stuff and then try and figure out whether or not something is good. Yeah, he's one of them. It blows my mind. Anyway, he spent the first 60 or 70 pages of this very small nonfiction book called Are We Alone? It was called.
Okay.
Completely convinced me in the first 60 pages that, of course, we are not the only
mathematically, based absolutely on how many stars, how many planets, how much plant, even just plant life, then it's still
any kind of life on it whatsoever, which you would call extraterrestrial. Anyway, by the end of those first 60 or 70 pages, I had deduced from his incredible mind that it would be so arrogant of us to suggest, after all that stuff, that we are the only living planet. And then he went and proved the exact opposite in the next 60 pages by throwing all this stuff at you, which completely negates all of that. So you're left thinking, oh yeah, it's too fanciful. We're obviously the only. We're a freak of nature, and we just. So my answer to my very long answer to yours is, I don't know.
Because the immediate follow-up, I like to ask, is there intelligent life somewhere else in the universe other than us? And you get through that answer, and then your next answer is, have they visited this planet ever?
I think so. I know I was being a little bit comedic when I said, I don't know. I totally think that we have the Earth, the iteration of humans that we currently see, is not, because we've been around for, how many is it, 4.3 billion years or something Earth has been around. You're yawning, I can understand why.
Oh yeah, it might have been 6.3 since, or no wait, planet. Yeah, oh, I don't remember.
I'm not sure either, but anyway, I think the universe has been going about 10 billion, I think it is, and it's supposed to go for 14 billion or something like that before it completely implodes. I might be wrong, but I think Earth has been going for about just over 4 billion years, and I do actually think that Earth has been visited before by extraterrestrials that may be a billion years more advanced than us.
Mm.
And that little theory that they say about that incredible advancement we made about 100,000 years ago as a species, and all those amazingly, ridiculously amazing structures that have been there for thousands of years we have no idea on Earth how on Earth we could build that stuff. 5,000
Are you black monolith Arthur C. Clarking this with the old 2001 Space Odyssey plot?
I kind of think that we have
that
been
leap in evolution that happens.
I think the human species has evolved from an extraterrestrial life form. Shall we say? That's what I believe. Hey, don't take that as gospel.
I was asking for opinion, and I got one. The Shag Harbor UFO incident was the reported impact of a large unknown object into waters near Shag Harbor, Nova Scotia. Shag Harbor, Nova Scotia is at the very bottom corner. It's in between Shelburne and Yarmouth. A tiny fishing village on the 4th of October, 1967. The reports were investigated by various Canadian civilian RCMP and Canadian Coast Guard and military Canadian Forces, Navy, and Air Force agencies, as well as the U.S. Condon Committee, the informal name of a University of Colorado UFO project, a group funded by the United States From 1968 to 19, from 1966 to 1968, this 3-year funded group on looking for UFOs came to look at our UFO.
Right.
Well, all right. It was reported something had crashed into the waters of Shag Harbor. 11 whole people saw a low-flying lit object going towards the harbor. Multiple witnesses heard a whistling sound like a bomb and a whoosh. Object was never identified. Initial report was made by a few locals offshore, contacted the RCMP. I'm sorry, that's a crashed military vehicle. I don't care what you say. I haven't even read. I am 14 seconds into researching this, and no, that is not a crashed UFO. Anyway, here's a crashed UFO in your eye. Are you ready for the salted 67?
Maybe it makes for delightful beer. I hope so. It doesn't look great. Cheers.
The roastiness comes through. That's a bit sharper on the senses. You know what I mean? There's a. Oh.
It's certainly not the richest. It's a bit buttery, I find, but that may be. No, not maybe. It's definitely in contrast to the thick and smooth predecessor. So yeah. It was tougher in that respect. It tastes watery to me, and I like a stout to be. I'm going to have to take some more water, by the way, to maybe make it less watery. So I literally drink.
Here's the interesting thing. This one is a 6.7.
Yeah.
Percent is the incident 67, as opposed to the 6.3. Not that that's a huge amount. A 0.4 difference of alcohol percent by volume is not too much at this level. But I was getting a sharp. I don't even know how to describe it. The roastiness was hitting almost in a bitter way early.
I'm not getting a great deal of roasted either. In fact, I'm not getting the sweetness that I was getting when I got my nose in it. When I give it a good sniff, no. I thought, oh, there it is. There's the caramel. There's the sweetness. Yeah. I'm not getting a great deal of that either.
Not in the flavor. It remains in the scent, though. In the aromatics. Yes.
The nose, dare I say it, Ross, it's flat too. And that's not necessarily, I mean, look, stouts aren't carbonated massively, I know that. But
what's that one that you always talk about? The legs as they remain on the inside of the glass, and no matter how much of it you drink, I mean, it's not in the, there's no legs in the other one, but I am a little disappointed because I've loved some delicious stouts from Roofan before, for sure.
You know, we were talking with Sean. Was it Sean last week? Mm-hmm. About the blurring of lines between stouts and porters.
Yes.
For me, tend to be a little. I like them to be a little thicker, and porters to be more of a
little port. Lighter. Yeah.
Yeah. This is more porterish than stout to me. But there again, we do know that the lines do kind of, you know, smear and smudge a little bit. It's kind of flat. I hope it hasn't. When did we get this? Was that when we went about 3 or 4 months ago and we went into there? And
yeah,
then we
but we've had older ones.
Yeah, so it's not that long ago that we got these.
Honestly, the other one that's still in there, I've still got the After 8. Stout is still in there. The mint stout that I keep meaning to try. It's still in there, so I'm hoping. But Les, when we went into Roofhound last year, 2 years ago, Les mentioned that when he makes a big batch of stout, he kind of separates them and flavors them up and says, oh, try this. You know, this is the chocolate stout, the peanut butter stout, and he tries the mint stout, he tries the cinnamon stout. And so I'm wondering if this is this year's batch of stout just flavored. I'm so sad to not. I was looking forward to a good salted caramel flavor.
So was I, and I.
And it's not happening.
It tastes to me, Ross. You know when you've. Do you ever? By the way, I mean, I know you're a big. you're a beer fan, but
there we go.
Do you ever open a beer at the end of an evening and then decide that actually you don't want to drink it, so you kind of put it in the fridge with the top off. And a lot of the smell and flavor and carbonation just wanders off into the fridge and leaves the glass entirely. This tastes and looks not unlike something that I poured 24 hours ago, and it's just not as it originally was. Do you know what I mean?
I wish I could deny that I've done that, and I wish you were wrong, but that is the most spot on description of what's going on in this glass right now. Because the only way that I could describe it, do you know what flavor, if you could call it that, I'm experiencing more than anything is like either a tonic water or a club soda. This tastes like carbonated water. And the zip is that kind of, ooh, I'm carbonated, or like mineral water type thing. Because the malt isn't happening. The salted caramel is definitely. Is there something? I mean, okay. I will search at the bottom of this glass. I feel that on this particular show, it is our duty to finish these beers.
Oh yeah,
get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, it might be that a lot of it has sunk to the bottom. In the past, we've thought, where's the flavor gone? And then I've got further down the glass and thought, oh, it's all down there. It's all at the bottom. So maybe it just needs a little bit of stirring up. I don't know, but it. I mean, I could see it happening as I was pouring it. All the head, of course, will clear. Of course, it will. The carbonation will disappear. But this happened so quickly.
It
was like I was pouring a glass of Coke, and then gone.
Well, now I'm curious about. Okay, I'm over on Untappd now. It's got a 3.5. I'm not going to be that generous.
No, and of course it's suffering very badly because maybe the best stout in Nova Scotia preceded it. So it was.
Rouvound could handle this because they always could before. They've made such delicious stouts.
Yeah, they have. Ross, is it purely coincidental that do you think that? The Incident 67 happens to carry a 6.7 alcohol content.
Oh, we need to get less on the horn, don't we?
Yeah. Is that just, or did he aim for that and say, yes, we made it? Clearly a strong beer. It's a good, strong ale.
It doesn't taste strong.
It doesn't taste of much, really, apart from, to me, a pretty formulaic, run-of-the-mill, kind of watery, and not particularly flavorsome stout. I'm disappointed.
I'm trying to find ways of finding the benefits of not being overly flavorful.
Can you taste caramel at all?
No.
No, nor can I.
I mean, but I'm not at the bottom. I'm still looking.
I mean, it's got a sweetness to it, more so than only because if you compare it to the water that I had beforehand and maybe an IPA,
there's more flavor. Yes, it's got more flavor than a Coors Light or a glass of water.
Absolutely, but I'm not tasting any caramel or anything at all in there. No. It's just a bit bland.
Where's my salted caramel? Is what I wanted. That's what I was looking for here.
I'm disappointed. I wore my best hat for the event and it's just disappointed me.
Well, in wearing your best hat, you could wear the best hat for the best stout in Nova Scotia, which we found.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I thought it might have gone up again. There are other stouts in the hopper. We've got a few interesting ones still to go.
Do you still have the Propeller Mocha Stout?
I sure do. We've been doing a lot of Propellers recently, so I decided not to pitch it up against that. I wanted to, you gotta let the other outlying breweries shine. It had.
Well, the reason why I asked that is because I alluded to this earlier on. I said I might come to it later.
Oh.
I bought a 4-pack of that mocha, even though you and I both have it in reserve for one we're going to try.
Yeah, yeah.
I disappointed myself by caving in because I wanted to try that so badly. And then, so I put one in the freezer two nights ago, as it turns out. I thought it was last night. It was two nights ago I put it in the freezer. and then promptly forgot about it overnight, and discovered it yesterday evening, and it had exploded in the freezer. Half of it kind of came out in the freezer, but it still didn't freeze because it's I don't know, 6%. I don't know what it is. Anyway, because it's got alcohol content in it, it remained. So it was a mocha stout slushy in the freezer on the bottom of it. But I did turn it upside down, pop the can, and then let it slowly drain into a glass as it melted. And as a result, I still drank it earlier on today.
I want to judge you, but I would have done the same thing. I would have drank it as well.
Look, there's like $4 worth of beer there. Yeah. I mean, it tasted not unlike this one after it had been exploded and frozen, and then most of the water and alcohol had gone. It was terrible, but at least I know. I've got two left, by the way. I'm okay.
Don't freeze and explode the next ones. Maybe just chill them and remember them.
I don't want to say too much, but I did have a proper one. Okay. I did try it.
How many beers have you had today?
I had a whole can of it. I won't. No, that was yesterday. I didn't realize that I left the other one in the freezer. So I had a proper one, and I'll reserve my opinion for it until we're not on air.
All right. Maybe we'll put that up. Yeah, I guess one of the Otra stouts as well. But
it's getting better.
So yeah, because that happened to us with the oatcake computer, because you worried about it having been in your trunk at one point because it froze and then thawed and then froze and then thawed, and it literally took away all the flavor. It just seemed flavorless. But this was in a glass bottle. We just got this. We got this. Yeah. We brought it home, and it does not hit.
In the bottom, a little bit more. I'm getting down to this. There's a little bit more in it, but it's nothing to write home about.
I'm hunting with my. I'm putting all of my imagination into my taste and scent senses, and still, the salted caramel is not happening. I'm trying to detect this. I have not given a sub 5 out of 10 review in a while, and I feel awful hitting it, giving it to Roofhound, which is I tell people what's your favorite brewery in Nova Scotia, and Roofhound is always top 3. Always top 3. They have excellent stuff there.
Yeah, they really are, and they're only down the road, so that's good. They're only 20 days away, whatever it is. Where I am, probably more like it's a half an hour drive.
But just that is.
Sorry, this isn't delicious. Is what I was supposed to be saying.
Well, it's disappointing. It's not even basic, and this is where to get to five, it needs to be. I mean, it is drinkable. It's not kind of send that back.
There's no beer that isn't drinkable. If they. Yeah. Beer left in the world was Budweiser and Coors Light, I'd still drink it, Russ.
Is that like a 4.2? I gotta say you're a 4.2 out of 10.
I like that when you've got 4.2, not 4.3 or 4.1, but yeah.
No, 4, definitely. 4.2. Oh, I've done the math.
You are good.
And it's totally not just an arbitrary number picked out of nowhere. To sound good.
My number is quite obviously going to be out of 6.7. It's a 3.5 at best. It's
out of 6.7.
Yeah, it's disappointing. It's a 50%. It's not even, maybe not even that.
Slightly below 50. It's a fail. Below 50.
And it's such a fail, in fact, because Roofhound sets the bar higher than this. And they've fallen below themselves.
Yeah, when an A-plus student flunks an exam, you bring them to your desk and you say, is everything all right at home? And I feel like this is the conversation that we need to have about this one. Like this, you said salted caramel and stout, and none of those three words are happening in my mouth right now. Les, is everything all right at home?
he would say, yeah, I know. I just started for like 15 minutes before the exam. I had no time and I threw it together. I didn't do any homework for it. I just thought maybe I could just flag it and hoping really that you'd like it. I joined the golf team.
I've been really busy with practices. I'm sorry, man.
It's actually so disappointing that my home brews out of a box have actually tasted an awful lot better than this.
If someone hands you their own home brew and it's that and you drink it and you sort of say, yeah, it's all right. You didn't completely screw it up. Well done. That's barely drinkable. It's just not delicious.
Well, what it does have going for it is it's 6.7%, I suppose. So you could say, yeah, well, if I have a couple of those in the pub, I'm totally going to feel it. But the thing is, I kept back, of course, a couple of fingers of the other one to compare and contrast.
I don't need to. So happy that I've got this now to wash that taste out, because you can't just say, oh, it's strong even though it's got no flavor. So is vodka. You could just have a quick splash of that in your mouth if you want that. But no, I'm here for the flavor. I'm here for the malts and the mixes. I'm here for the salted caramel. It's the only thing in the cupboard, in the hopper right now that says salted caramel in it. Now I want to try the tiramisu stout.
Yeah, if this was going up against another salted caramel stout, you'd want the other one to taste of salted caramel.
Well, because I want them both to taste like salted caramel.
Well, I didn't get any from this.
We are low on salted caramel this week. That's for certain. Is that the end of the incident 67?
Mine's gone.
I tried. Have you heard of this where you refer to the dregs in the glass of a beer? This came up a lot when we used to drink Keats and other, you know, the overproduced local Atlantic stuff. You got to the very bottom,
there, I'd call that the whole pint is dregs to me with Keats. But there we go.
But when you get right down to the last bit, because oftentimes if you get it ice cold out of the fridge, it's delicious. But then as it warms up, because you've had it out of the fridge and it's been in your hand, and so it warms up a little bit, and all of a sudden the last little bit, that's where all the flavor is. And we used to refer to that as the toenail of the beer.
Oh, really?
That's the toenail. Oh, so you'd leave it. You're like, I can't. Are you going to finish the toenail? No, I don't drink the toenail of the beer. All I've got left is the toenail of the Horton Ridge one, and I'm so looking forward to it.
To sucking on the toenail.
Yes.
I lost my toenail a few days ago. My little pinky. It was clinging off. My entire toenail was. This is a very topical conversation. And I thought, what's going on? Why all of a sudden am I losing a toenail? Like the whole thing. And I was wondering whether or not there was... that I had some kind of weird disease or something. And then Rebecca reminded me that that's the way that Bob Marley died. He had a toe problem, and then a little while later he was dead. I thought, okay, thanks for that piece of...
You're going to die just... So her statement is you're going to die just like Bob Marley.
I know.
So basically, this has gone from a beer show to WebMD in like 12 and a half seconds, and I didn't even notice it happening. I didn't see it coming.
Well, it went... appeared completely, but thankfully there is one growing underneath. So I'm unlike Bob Marley. I think I'm going to pull through.
Do you know what? Here's the interesting thing. So I went back and I had a tiny sip of the Horton Ridge. It tastes, I want to say, stronger in alcohol percentage. Like it tastes like a malt whiskey in comparison to the Incident 67, which theoretically is stronger. It's a 6.7, and I'm moving back to a 6.3, but this one tastes like it's just a kind of a... Here, have a shot of the old malted whiskey there. Thank you.
It's funny that they are not too... Roofhound still brewing in Digby, or are they brewing now in Kingston?
I don't know the answer to that question. I think I heard the words that I heard are they moved their entire operation to the Kingston location.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but there again, I'm thinking I don't recall there being much of a square footage out the back of that place, so I might be mistaken.
But it was also shaped like a hallway.
It is, isn't it? It's very narrow. It's yeah, bit, ooh, and then you go further back and it gets narrower and narrower. Maybe I'm wrong. In any case, we do know that head brewers do talk to one another, and they are very egging. You know, they do big each other up, and they meet up at places, and they...
sorry.
Bless you. And they do share their expertise. Wow. Are you allergic to the old bar dog stout, me old?
Hopefully I hope not, because that was really... No, I will keep not. Drinking it. I don't care.
Mm. So as it happens, hopefully the bar dog stout, because there's two dogs, of course, here. This is the bar dog stout, and of course the roof hound themselves are all over the whole dog thing, because that's their that must have been, it's their motif.
Yeah, I was obviously very surreptitious on my part. I didn't mean to do that.
Hopefully that the roof hound might learn a thing from that. I don't know. It's delicious. It's the best.
Chuck your grain on the concrete floor. That's what makes a good beer. Mm-hmm. Throw it all. Mix it all on the concrete floor.
I want more. It does taste of the smoked barley. When you said there, it tastes like you've just had now a shot of something as well. It tastes like an oak.
It's stronger.
Yes. Stout.
Yeah, it's getting there. Even though it is a weaker alcohol percentage, but it's the mix is all in there. So I don't know, like how did 6.7 come through so weak when it's a 6.7?
Organic.
Well, I didn't look that up. I'm not sure if that one, if it's just one specific one is organic, or if everything is organic. Our beer is made from our own organic handcrafted floor malts. We are the only brewery in Nova Scotia that makes its beer from malts produced on site.
Interesting.
Yeah, but no, wait. Because maybe they added this before sea level changed hands, because sea level has moved up to Millstone Harvest Brewhouse, and they are... And let's see if I get this right. It's an estate brewery, which means that for their ingredients, at least 65% of their ingredients need to be produced on site.
Oh.
So they grow their grain on site. So they must malt on site. I will ask them. I will ask them on Saturday. Because I've asked Joe, the brewmaster at Sea Level, to come join us. I've asked... Oh, I'm in talks with Schoolhouse. I'm in talks with Smokehouse. I'm in talks with Tanner and Company. I've reached out to Serpent again. So there's a few feelers out there. Hopefully, we'll talk to some more brewers. I will reach out to Les again, because we might not talk about Incident 67, but I would like to talk. I'd love to talk to Les again. He was very delightful when we visited the establishment in persona.
Oh yeah, and of course, like you said, we're not Egon Rohne here. I don't know if you know who he is. We're not Siskel and Ebert. We're just people that like beer. So we can't. All we can do is tell you what we like. And just because we didn't like this one particularly, hey, it might be a real hit among everyone else. It's just I find that a little bit below par for Roof Hound Brewery, who are normally fabulous.
Yeah, they're because it. Tasting this one from the Horton Ridge one, I thought, oh, and I can't wait to taste this exact same beer in a few seconds, but have it taste a little bit of salted caramel. That's what I was expecting. I was expecting it as good, but with a bit of flavor, and I thought it would be a really tough decision tonight, but something seems to have happened.
It was chalk and cheese. I'm out of here. Bye.
Now... Looking a bit more at the feature brews of Horton Ridge, I think Malt House Ale or Rise Up Pale Ale. I had one of these, and then we've got a couple others in the room. So I'm now really looking forward to this. I think we're just gonna have a quick sort of a grand day out, as you would say, with Wallace and Gromit. But I want to thank Ian, my co-host, for joining us today. We will be back again next week. We're here every week on the old Facebook Live of the Drink NS page, Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. between 8 and 9. And the video stays there. It gets chopped up, edited to a podcast. Last week's podcast was late because I immediately fled to Montreal and I only got back yesterday. But they're available over at any place you find podcasts, like the Google Podcast, the Apple thing, the Amazon's got one, and there's a fourth, Spotify is the other one. I'm definitely on all four of those, and then if you can find it somewhere else, I don't even care. But you can also check out the site drinkns.unsupervised.beer. That's about everything from Ian and I, and we'll see you next week. Good night!